There was something restful about an island, he thought. He smiled to himself as he walked up the rocky steps towards the house. In the garden, he saw an old man sitting in a chair. Those pale, clever little eyes. Did he know the man? Of course, it was Wargrave. Sometimes Dr. Armstrong was called to his court to talk about questions of medicine. The judge was famous for guiding the court towards his own decisions. He was a hard man. It was strange to meet him here on the island. Mr. Justice Wargrave remembered the doctor, too. Always very careful in his speech, and polite, but stupid, like all expensive London doctors. There are drinks inside, the judge said. The Owens aren't here. Very strange. I don't understand this place. His eyes closed for a minute. Then he said suddenly, Do you know Constance Culmington?
No, sorry.
It doesn't matter, said the judge. She has very bad handwriting. I was just thinking, perhaps I'm in the wrong house.
Dr. Armstrong shook his head and went inside. The judge thought about Constance Culmington. Then his mind turned to the two women in the house, the unpleasant older woman and the girl. He didn't like the girl. Then there was Mrs. Rogers, of course. She looked very frightened. But she and her husband clearly worked hard. Rogers came outside.
Is Mrs. Culmington coming? Do you know?
Asked the judge.
No, sir, I don't think so, answered Rogers.
The judge's face showed surprise, but he said nothing.